This is the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Hendry does a lot of shtick where he pretends he's other people. Like now.
Get ready, Cloverdale. It's the Skippy and Frank Morning Show. K-Butt, K-B-U-T-T, presents the Skippy and Frank Morning Show, serving the entire Cloverdale Valley. Get ready, Skippy and Frank.
Thanks a lot. 6 minutes after six, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skippy Frank Morning Show here. I'm Skippy.
And I'm Frank.
How are you doing over there?
Take a look at all the stuff that's going to be going on today.
We got a heck of a show today. 4th of July show, and Skippy Frank show, he's cutting edge, always on the edge. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be great, because we're going to have some interviews with a lot of people, and also we're going to be inviting girls to come down here. First girl to come down here and have sex with me gets a gift certificate to Applebee's.
Yeah. Also, hey, wait a second.
What?
President Clinton's on the phone.
Oh, really? President Clinton? I know President Clinton listens to our show whenever he's in Cloverdale. Hey, President... hold on. You should do it.
Yeah. President Clinton listens to our show every time he's in Cloverdale. Hey, President Clinton, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Skippy and Frank.
Hold on, you're not on the phone.
Oh.
Oh, I'm doing all right, Skippy and Frank. How you doing?
Real good, Mr. President.
The reason why I called in was to wish you guys a happy
Independence Day.
Independence Day. And to you guys crack me up. You're so cutting edge.
Thanks a lot, Mr. President, for calling in here on the Skippy and Frank Show. Hey, Mr. President.
Yeah?
Do you want to introduce a record?
All right.
Oh, turn it down. Turn it down. Go ahead.
It's the Skippy and Frank Show on K-Butt.
Yeah. Hey, but it's at 6 o'clock, 6:08 here. Skippy and Frank Morning Show here on K-Butt, K-B-U-T-T, Cloverdale. And give me some of the weather.
Yeah, we got the weather for Cloverdale right now. It's going to be partly cloudy. It's going to be partly sunny out there. Probably about 75 degrees today. You know, weather's stupid.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just don't like the weather. Always having to get the weather. It's stupid. So idiotic.
All right, it's time now to go to traffic. Now let's go over there to Eddie Johnson in traffic copter.
All right, Skippy and Frank right here over to Cloverdale Lowway. And right now I see a couple of times to bite the slow commuters up this morning as we head out of the Cloverdale General Municipality out over the coast there, the North Coast. Take the road to 15. Skippy and Frank, I hate your living guts. I think both of you guys suck. I think your show sucks. And also, you're going to want to take I-55 up north, and that'll be a fantastic thing. Remember, you can get your first and only haircut at Bob's, because he can't cut hair, he cuts throats. That's Bob's Haircuts, just on 15, Route 15 down Cloverdale. Go to Bob's. He'll probably do something obscene, probably have his hand on your crotch before you're done, because you're probably fall asleep in a chip. There's a gentleman doing traffic for Skippy and Frank.
That's the traffic on point. You already said the Cloverdale Municipality Expressway, huh?
Yeah, I take that into work every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to say something funny.
Go ahead.
That's probably because your wife throws you out of bed and you got to come into work early. Ten minutes after 6:10, Skippy and Frank Morning Show on K-Bot.
All right, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skippy Frank and a K-Butt. Then we got the first girl to come down with her rack painted red, white, and blue wins a handle of my Roman candle.
Yeah. And handle Frank's Roman candle. Come on down, painted red, white, blue.
All right, we got something really, really great coming up here. We got General Cosgo from the VFW is going to join us here. And, I want to see some patriotic racks down here, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Patriot rack, red, white, blue. Come on down here. You can have sex with me, too. Remember, you got a gift certificate to Arby's.
Yeah.
All right, how you doing, General?
I'm doing very well, Skippy and Frank.
That's great. Are you, like, a veteran or something, man? Did you, like, were you shot at by Japs and stuff?
What did he say? He asked if you were shot at by Japs. Oh, yes, I was in the Guadalcanal.
You fell into what canal?
What are you people doing? You confuse me.
Right. Well, look, here's what we're going to do. General, it's good to have you on the show. And as you know, every year, Frank and I do something for the March of Dimes. And we want to do something. You know, a lot of these morning shows call themselves Cutting Edge.
Yeah, I listen to Skippy, Frank.
That's real good, General. Well, we really support the March of Dimes and the Arthritis Foundation. And Skippy is going to have an entire brick of firecrackers shoved up his butt and lit to try to raise money for the March of Dimes.
That's right. And because we don't pussy out, you know. We do daring stuff on our show.
Stay tuned for that. Skippy's going to have a brick of firecrackers shoved up his ass and lit.
12 minutes at 6 o'clock, 6:12. Skippy and Frank on
K-Butt.
All right, that was Gary Hoey here on Skippy and Frank on K-Butt. 12 after 6, 6:12, 6:12, 12 after 6, 6:12, 12 after 6. We're going to take a look at traffic, and then we're going to do our big Independence Day thing. And here is Eddie Johnson.
Really hate your radio show. Boy, I wish I was working somebody else's show right now. We have out there over the thing. I don't know what the hell's going on out there. I think I'm going to kill myself. All right, thanks, Skippy and Frank.
All right, so what's up, Skip?
All right, you got that brick of firecrackers. Now, General Haven is here from the VFW. Have you ever seen a guy have a whole brick of firecrackers shoved up his butt?
No, it sounds dangerous. I don't...
Well, you're in a war and stuff. You shot at Japs, huh?
I don't... I was here to promote the VFW picnic in support of the March of Dimes. I don't know what you people are doing.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're going to love it, okay? All right, I'm going to spread... Now, General, I want you to put a liberal amount of lube up my crack. Just go right ahead.
Holy Jesus, I can't do this. You can't ask the General to do that.
Come on, go ahead, General. Just put your old wrinkled hand right into that lube. There you go, that's it.
Oh, God, what are you making me do? He's got my hand in the crack of this boy.
That's all right. Lube it up. All right, now you got it, Frank?
I got it right here. Okay, I got the, I got a whole brick here of firecrackers, and we're going to do, oh, wow, hold on for a minute. Close the window. All right, I got the brick of firecrackers.
Right, so we're going to light this whole brick of firecrackers that's shoved up my butt, and we're going to do this for the March of Dimes. Here goes.
Holy Jesus, you poor boy.
Fire out. Put it out.
Oh, my God. There's a fire extinguisher over here. Skippy! Skippy!
Put it out. Skippy. Skippy. What? Oh, okay. It's 15 after 6, 6:15 here. Skippy and Frank, morning show. Really happy to be with you. Skippy.
Oh, Gloria.
We'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh.
We've got Dave Oliva with us. Dave is a criminal justice student at L.A. Mission College, and he's also aspiring L.A. Police Department, Police Academy member, eventually wanting to move into the ranks of the police. You have some thoughts on July 4th and on the security of the country?
Well, Mr. Daniel, I don't think it's clear whether Al-Qaeda is going to let us have a 4th of July. I mean, we have 2 days in which to get the message out to Al-Qaeda that we know we can't protect ourselves from them, and we realize we are at their mercy, but what we can do is show Al-Qaeda that we're trying to take steps to show them that we're not, that we do have some respect and we're not as evil as they think we are.
What do you mean Al-Qaeda's not going to let us have a 4th of July?
I'm just saying it's not clear yet whether Osama bin Laden and these other people that work for him are going to let us have a 4th of July. Especially since I just read in the paper that we blew up a wedding over there or something.
Well, that was an errant. That was a wrong attack. I mean, the people, apparently the party guests, were shooting in the air because they were having a good time. And
well, I mean, Al-Qaeda is going to be doubly pissed, is all I'm trying to say, okay? I mean, we're trying to show them that we're not evil, and then we just blew up a bride and groom to kingdom come? I mean, what's that about, you know? But if you think about it, Al-Qaeda has no reason to believe that we're mending our ways, so unless we send them a message, I mean, we're going to be in for it on July 4th.
I just got done telling my audience that I don't believe anything is going to happen on July 4th perpetrated by Al-Qaeda here on our soil, and you're saying we're in for it on July 4th? Why?
Because of the fact that we have not shown them that we have mended on. One of the ways that we can show them that we don't want to make them angry and to try and gently lift the finger off of the trigger is to, and I know this is a big step, but right now, if you think about it, we pray to God in the Christian religion. And I'm not saying that we don't be Christian, but why can't we call God Allah too? Okay?
Are these things being done to show Al-Qaeda what? That we are not as evil as they think they are?
That we're not as evil as they think we are, and that we don't want to have nothing happen on July 4th, okay? I mean, we're trying to show them that we are trying to understand them. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, what happened on July 4th? If we would have known that they were going to do that, maybe we would have made some of these changes.
You're asking Christians to now refer to God as Allah.
Well, look at the Pledge of Allegiance. One nation under God. Okay, that's what everybody's getting upset about. But I'm saying if you could change it to one nation under Allah, now all of a sudden, okay, you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying. It's the same thing. And I don't think you're going to get Christians to say Allah.
Well, I mean, what we're looking at right now is that Al-Qaeda has their finger on the trigger, okay? And they have their finger on the trigger to maybe do something on July the 4th. So it seems to be all the Al-Qaeda wants is for us to pray to Allah, okay?
Well, I think they want us to be Muslim, to be Islamic.
But I'm saying if we do a good faith demonstration, now, the other thing is to hold a prayer vigil instead of fireworks ceremonies to ask Al-Qaeda to spare us, because that's the most important thing. We need to ask them to spare us. We've been looking over our shoulders for too long. I mean, Mr. Henry...
This all sounds very un-American on July the 4th, not to have fireworks, to have prayer vigils, and to ask Al-Qaeda to spare us. Do you understand that we're fighting these people?
No, I know, but they can strike. Yeah, we're fighting them, but they can strike anytime they want to. This way we can make gestures and then wait for their response.
Well, how do you think they're going to respond? So we're going to say, we're going to use the word Allah. We're going to have a prayer vigil. We're going to try not to offend the Al-Qaeda so that they don't do what? So that they don't attack it?
So they don't attack us on 4th of July, okay? Because if you think about it, 4th of July is the anniversary of America, okay? Think about it. When's the most logical time that they would attack us? Think about it.
I've thought about it, man. A million people have already thought about it. I'm way ahead of you on this one, okay? I know that 4th of July...
All right, at this time, Mr. Henry, I'm afraid I have to let you know that we are sitting ducks waiting for them to get us. And let me tell you something. My cousin is in school in Hamburg, Germany, and he sometimes has a few beers with these Al-Qaeda-type guys. He can get a message through to Bin Laden and Al Jazeera. And all we have to do is let them know...
You're pretty nervous about this, aren't you?
Yeah, you're not?
I mean, no, I'm not, really. No, I'm not. And I don't want to sit here and tell my audience that...
Well, okay, man, then you're... You know, I mean, you are being... I hate to say it, you're being stupid. What I'm trying to say to you...
I'm being stupid, so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pray to Allah, and I'm going
to...
We
have to let Al-Qaeda know that we're okay, that they don't need to bomb us, they don't need to explode us. God, I mean...
You're nervous about this, and the way to get them off our back...
The way to get their finger off the trigger, man, is to say, okay, please don't do it.
And have prayer vigils?
And have prayer vigils to Allah.
Not to God.
Not to God, no. That's the one thing that pisses them off. That's the one thing that pisses them off. Why do we keep on pissing them off when you know that they're going to explode bombs over here, too?
I'm going to give my phone number out here, Dave, okay?
What?
I'm going to give our phone number out. Okay?
Yes, sir. All right.
1-800-449-8686. Well, there are a lot, 1-800-449-8686. There are a lot of people, I don't happen to be one of them, that are afraid that we're going to have some kind of an attack on July the 4th. And Mr. Oliva, you are...
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. First of all, I'm an aspiring LAPD police department, okay? I mean, I've devoted my life to becoming LAPD, okay? I know a little bit about the criminal mind, okay? And I'm telling you right now, if you are sitting there and you don't believe that there's... They are not pissed off at us, okay?
No, I believe they're pissed at us. I don't know whether they're going to actually hit us on July 4th.
Well, if you don't believe that they're so pissed off, we can keep it from happening if we pray to Allah, if we do prayer vigils, and make sure that they don't have us by the short and curlies, okay?
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go out with my kids and be afraid to go watch fireworks and have a barbecue and have friends over. It's the 4th of July. It's our holiday, and I believe what the president said. Go out, have fun.
Okay, all right. You go out and have your fun, okay?
That's what I'm going to do.
Go out, do your fireworks, have fun, and tell me if this is fun when a guy with a truck packed with explosives runs over your kid.
Look at sir.
Do you think that's fun, Mr. Henry? Do you think it's fun when you go have a barbecue in your backyard, somebody walks up to you and blows and explodes himself?
In my backyard, huh?
Well, I don't know where. And another thing you have to understand, for us to have these big fireworks displays on the 4th of July is going to reinforce that we think we're arrogant and we think we are all that. And that's the whole thing that pisses them off. If we have big fireworks displays, Al-Qaeda is going to go, look at that, America thinks they're all that, okay, they think they're all that. And we ain't none of that, man. We have to let Al-Qaeda know that we will not have those fireworks, and please don't blow us up.
You're going to be a cop, huh?
That's God willing, I'll be a cop.
Well, man, I mean, you know, it, rather than prevent the crime, you're telling us how to...
This is exactly what I'm trying to do. Exactly.
Yeah, but coppers let people live their lives, don't they?
No. Cop, let me tell you something. I know about being a cop, Mr. Henry. That's what I'm going to be for the rest of my life. Cops let people know what they can do so that they don't get exploded and get blown up. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's funny that Al-Qaeda will replace our guards with dynamite and put that on the barbecue? Do you think it's funny that they can...
Well, you're talking about a far-reaching program.
I am telling you that Al-Qaeda has plans that they can take... barbecue meats, the stewing beefs, and also the tri-tips, and replace it with explosives so that when you put it on a barbecue, it will be blown up.
Is there intelligence to this effect?
I'm sorry?
Is there intelligence to the effect that Al-Qaeda has somehow compromised barbecue meat?
The word is, I told you, I have a friend who has beers with these guys, okay?
Has your friend been debriefed by CIA?
So far, no, sir, I do not think that he has.
Well, I think that your friend ought to talk to CIA and FBI if he has information on Al-Qaeda using tri-tip to disguise dynamite.
Also, the other thing he was talking about, that they can use C4 in barbecue sauce, and the next thing you know, you're basting a tri-tip, and then the next thing you know, you are not even alive. So these are the things that we have to realize, and these are the things that I think are important for our people to realize with the 4th of July.
I think that if your cousin, your friend over there in Germany, has access to Al-Qaeda and has heard these guys talking about replacing barbecue sauce with C4, he needs to talk to the FBI.
Well, I mean, this is all anecdotal, okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's all anecdotal.
No, but I'm telling you right now the President of the United States said to be aware of everything. I'm being aware of everything. You can go down to the beach. You can go into the ocean. What if you're wading in acid, man? You go out into the ocean and suddenly, it's acid. Okay? And
how do they replace the ocean water with acid?
I don't know, man, but I'm trying to tell you. You could go out into the ocean and go, okay, I think I'll go surfing, man, and go out there and just, you'll hear people crying, man, because it's hydrochloric acid.
C4 covered in barbecue sauce.
That's correct. And the other thing that I heard about Al-Qaeda putting hydrochloric acid into the ocean, you could look down, now you have no leg. You walked in to the ocean to go surfing, to go body surfing, to go wading, or maybe wakeboarding. You look down, now there is no leg, and you crawl back up to your towel. Can you imagine how you'd feel if you were the one that handed your kid what you thought was a hot dog, and it's a stick of dynamite?
If you have information...
No, I don't. I am simply saying that the American people are stupid if they don't recognize how Al-Qaeda can come in many different forms and many different ways.
I seriously question the hydrochloric acid in the ocean.
Well, okay, man, but I'm telling you right now, these things are all within the possibility of Al-Qaeda based upon information that we have received, information we've gotten out of the caves of where they are living.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Look, Dave, I don't disrespect the fact that you're training to be a police officer.
Thank you.
I just, you know, as a layman, it's a little scary to listen to a guy talking about how, you know, hot dogs are going to be replaced with sticks of dynamite, etc.
I'm just saying, man, what we should do is pray to Allah. You can say, Allah, who art in heaven, or God. Just change the name of God to Allah. And then the other thing we do is have prayer vigils on July the 4th. Not fireworks displays. Prayer vigils to show Al-Qaeda that we mean them no harm.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And Dave Oliva, aspiring police officer, says that we need to let Al-Qaeda know that we're chilled out and we're peaceful. We should pray to Allah, not God, and have prayer vigils, not fireworks displays. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
What were you saying, Dave, about the fireworks?
No, I'm just saying, Mr. Henry, that shooting off fireworks is a great way for the Al-Qaeda to set off explosives because they look the same, okay? People will be smiling and they'll be looking up at fireworks while their kid just got blown up right beside them, okay? If you look up smiling, just like the McAuliffes did when their daughter got blown up in the Challenger, and meanwhile your kid just got blown away.
What are you saying? Al-Qaeda's going to blow kids up while we're looking up at the...
Well, everybody's distracted by the, the fireworks display. I'm just trying to let people know, and I'm just trying to let everybody know, you know, how we can make ourselves... You going to drink Tang this weekend?
What?
Are you going to drink Tang this weekend?
I don't usually drink Tang.
What about Kool-Aid?
My kids drink Kool-Aid.
Okay, I got one word for you. Jonestown.
Get out of here, man. I mean, you got to get an organized... What kind of,
I don't know. I'm simply going on the threat analysis done by
the FBI.
The threat analysis that they did. Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Diane, go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Diane Lynn Bolton, and I'm not afraid to give my name. So I don't know who you are. But if
Dave
I could,
Oliver.
I'd get your phone number, and I'd also get your name.
My name's Dave Oliver, okay? And my phone number is...
Second of all,
don't give phone numbers out, okay?
So second of all, terrorism is based on fear. I'm a red-blooded, 42-year-old, single American woman. And these cars don't run. You got that, buddy? I'm not afraid of anything. Yeah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Well, that's a bunch
of
Jesus
freak. Is gonna happen,
Jesus
I fear
freak.
No evil. I don't fear. That's what they want. You're not getting my fear because I'm not afraid.
What about the barbecue sauce?
I think you're on drugs.
What about the barbecue sauce?
What?
What about the barbecue sauce I was telling you about? You don't know.
I think you're on acid. I think you're drinking barbecue sauce that's got acid in it.
Hey,
okay? And you're trying to make people afraid. You're probably paranoid yourself. I don't know what kind of cop you are or who you are. I don't believe you, buddy. But I'll tell you what.
Okay, I'll tell you something.
There's a lot of Americans that are standing right behind me right now, and they're all saying, we are not afraid. But, you know, but you're a terrorist in your own way.
No, I love my country,
afraid,
okay?
I'm not afraid. You got that?
Okay, I'm not saying you shouldn't
afraid.
Pray.
These cars don't run,
you walk
buddy.
Through the valley of prayer as long as you say Allah, not God. That's all I'm saying, okay? So
not only am I going to say God,
no,
but I'm going to say in the name of Jesus Christ,
no,
I fear no evil.
That
and I have
off.
The right as an American to say that.
No, you just
now, I'm
off.
Not going to say Allah any more than if a crazy Christian walked up to me and said, you need to say Jesus in order to get to heaven, okay?
You're nuts,
I believe what I believe, not because someone tells me to do it.
Well, Diane, I agree with you. This is Phil Henry.
Oh, Mr. Henry, you're doing a disservice by agreeing with this hysterical
Mr. Henry, I appreciate
and don't
you giving
call,
me time on
and
the air.
And don't call this woman a bitch.
I've never even called a radio station in my life.
Well, wait a
but
second.
I just
Mr.
want you to know that...
Mr. Henry, this bitch is trying to say that...
Don't call her a bitch.
Let me tell you somebody. I don't care what you call me because you. Everybody is listening to you, and you sound like an idiot. Okay?
An idiot.
These cars don't run. I'm not afraid. I don't care if they. I've got a 2-year-old child. My child to my name. Okay? I'm telling you, you can stick a gun. I'm not saying as a human being, I'm going to be afraid.
But
I'll tell you what. You are just like Bin Laden. That guy didn't even have the guts. He didn't have the guts to put his name on what
you're
he did. He's a coward. He's a fool. But I tell you what, those boys over there doing their job, they're not afraid. They'll give you their names, their dog tags, and everything else. Okay, buddy?
Right on, Diane.
We are not afraid.
Can I say
We're
something
now? We're not going to be afraid. Not now, not ever.
Okay.
Not from the beginning and not till the end, buddy.
What if you get blown up? Then you'll be afraid.
I guess if she gets blown...
Let me tell you something. If I ever got blown up, I'd be an angel upside. I'd be an angel up in heaven. Throw the cars down to the people that are not afraid.
Well, okay.
You got that?
Are you 45?
Just like anybody that perished in the World Trade Center. Let me tell you something. There's so much power in their families. And so much power in their angels.
First of all, Diane, if you're 45 and you're single, you don't need hot dogs.
Okay?
Wait a minute. If you're 45 and single, you don't eat hot dogs. I know that for a fact. You know why? Because you're 45 and single.
Phil, let me tell you something.
Yeah, he's...
I appreciate you letting me
Well,
say
thank
it.
You very much. I think you said it.
You
said it very well. You said it very well, Diane.
Afraid,
if you're 45
you're
and single,
Phil.
You don't eat hot dogs.
What do you mean she doesn't eat hot dogs if she's 45 and single?
Think about it, man.
Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Here is... hold on for a minute. Here is Andrew on the Phil Henry Show. Andrew?
Andrew, hello.
Go ahead, sir.
I want to explain something to this guy. He's ignorant. He doesn't... He want to change God, Allah into God. Or God into Allah.
I'm just saying, you can be a Christian, okay? But just call him Allah. Don't call him God.
No. Allah means the moon God.
Moon
and
God?
And the Quran says... The moon god married the sun. And in the Quran, a verse says the marriage of the moon to the sun, he got 3 daughters, Munat, Walati, Wazay, in the Quran.
Winona and
so,
who?
So we can't
we can
change God into Allah. With
are you talking
Allah
about,
is the moon.
What are you talking about moon and God for, man? I'm talking about...
He wasn't talking about moon and God.
He says he won't change God into Allah. Allah means the moon God. We never worship the moon.
Is you Islam?
No.
You're not Islam?
No.
What are you, man?
We studied this in the Quran.
Okay. All I'm trying to say is you can, like, do a prayer vigil and bow down to Mecca, but you don't have to be no Islam. You can just bow down and everything.
No,
that way they won't get pissed off, man, because right now Al-Qaeda is pissed off, and you're just making it worse, man, by giving me all kinds of... You give me a headache with all this.
You can't say change God into Allah.
I got it already, okay?
He
want to change God
he wants
into
change
Allah.
The God, you can't change God into Allah.
That's what
really?
This
okay.
guy, I just let him.
Well, that's fine.
You just
flew
him.
In?
Where'd you just fly in from?
No, he didn't. He just heard you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, listen, Andrew, thank you very much, sir. That was great.
Welcome.
Yeah, you
okay,
are but... you are right, man. I'm down with you, you know?
All right, thanks very much, sir.
Welcome, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew? So, the best I can figure it out, he says that Allah had three daughters named Winona, Naomi, and Ashley.
No, he did not. Winona and Naomi. John, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. John?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to comment on the gentleman, a couple of his topics here. First of all, he says he's going to be or training to be a police officer.
I'm studying to be a LAPD, yes, sir.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you have a drug dealer that's running the local neighborhood, say crack dealer, whatever it may be, cocaine, and he's the top pyramid of the drug dealers, and he's threatening the people in the neighborhood, so as the police force goes in to stop him and the lower-level drug dealers up to the hierarchy of drug dealers, and he either kills somebody or hurts somebody in the neighborhood, are you going to back off as a police officer now and not arrest this gentleman?
Okay, I'm a little bit lost. Could you do that again? Because
you didn't hear what he said.
I heard it, but I don't.
Okay,
say it again.
You're saying that on the 4th of July, if I go out and watch my local fireworks, I have hot dogs and barbecue sauce, that I'm basically saying America's great, and I'm going to piss Al-Qaeda off, and then that is a reason that they are going to bomb us and so on. So
that's right. Exactly. Man, they're going to get pissed off if you're out there sucking on dogs and doing all that stuff.
Okay, well, that's the analogy I'm trying to use. As an LAPD, you have a local drug dealer who is at the top of the pyramid of all the drug dealers in the area, and you start busting all the lower drug dealers. The guy at the top gets pissed off at you, the police officer, starts murdering people in the neighborhood. Are you going to back off now and not arrest this guy because of his intimidation?
What?
Are you not going
to... Are you not hearing what this man is saying?
I did. I don't know what he's talking about.
If we don't go in and take care of these people... that are doing whatever, and we change our whole way of life due to
the guy. Are you talking about the guys in the crack house now?
No, I'm talking about anybody, whether it be drug dealers, Al Qaeda, anything that does with terrorism. For instance, hostage negotiations. The American law enforcement, we have a no deal.
Do you talk about drug dealers? Do they selling fireworks on the 4th?
Drug dealers are not selling fireworks on the 4th. He's talking about a crack house in your neighborhood being similar to, being a metaphor for the terrorists that are working in the world.
But I don't know what metaphor means, okay?
It's an example.
Basically what I'm saying is,
okay.
I'm sure...
Do you think it's bad to say Allah?
Forget about Allah. He's talking about Al-Qaeda.
Allah has nothing to do with this. One word for Allah is God. You know, I have to disagree with that also. Whether I believe in Allah, Abba.
Buddy, you watch too much NYPD Blue, man. You got it all mixed up. First thing you have to do is you have to go in and kick ass on crack dealers, okay? And
that's what he's telling you to do with Al-Qaeda.
We're going to kick ass on them.
Yeah, by having prayer vigils, bending and praying to the east, and calling God Allah. Patrick, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to say that this guy is trying to be a police officer.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to be LAPD. Like, you know, hopefully, God willing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. I'm 19 years old. I'm calling from North Little Rock. All right. People like you, we kind of consider them to be like crack addicts and stuff. Have you listened to what the hell you're saying?
I'm a crack addict, huh? I'm talking about Al-Qaeda, which is going to attack America, which even the FBI says that it will. And on July the 4th, everybody says is the big day because, I don't know whether you know this or not, that happens to be a huge holiday for the United States of America, okay? And I'm on crack.
Let me tell you something. We live in America, okay?
Yeah.
This is America.
What am I saying?
How do you figure I'm on crack? Yeah, I am. Would you let me finish?
Well, you called me a crack.
I listened to you, so you can listen to me. It's just the courteous thing to do.
Yeah, but it's more fun to listen to me, don't you think?
No. I want to listen to this man.
Yeah, but I'm better at, like, talking than he is.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Pardon me. Thank you, sir.
You know what, mister? You're calling me a crack whore, and you're going to hand your child a steak laced with biological warfare, and you're calling me crack?
Let me tell you something. I don't have a child yet.
When I do, though, I will feed them hot dogs. That's all American.
Yeah, but is it going to have anthrax on it?
The water thing, the acid in the water, you're crazier than a damn field lark. You've got to be kidding me. You have to have such a concentrate of that acid.
You could crawl out of the water with no legs, man. Then you tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. This is America. We don't back down to nobody.
Hey, man, I know where I am, okay? I know it's America.
We do not bend over. We do not say, hey, we're sorry. We're sorry that...
Yeah, I spent like 30 days in county, man. You talk about not bending over. And the other thing is that everybody says Allah is bad. What difference does it make?
It's not Allah.
And then another thing...
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Excuse me. Do you believe in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, I do.
One nation under God.
Under,
I don't care what
difference
they say
does it make?
San Francisco.
It could be Allah.
Under God.
It could be Allah. You can say one nation
it
under Allah.
Allah.
Why not?
Because
you don't even know what that means, man.
Oh, don't start that.
You know something, man? You go into the acid ocean, your name's going to be Bob. And you may get on that all-American hot dog jam right up your little rock of yours. And it's
okay, get out of here. Thanks very much.
Sounds like the guy had an orgasm there.
All right. So, what did we learn? We learned that Al-Qaeda tomorrow will be lacing your steaks with biological warfare and what else? Oh, yeah. Check the hot dog in your bun. It might be a stick of dynamite. And they're going to put C4 into the barbecue sauce. And while you're looking up at the fireworks display, they'll be blowing your kid up next to you. All of that and more. You know, it sounds idiotic, but there's people... And what did that guy mean, crazier than a field lark? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Stephen Bozell has joined us. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. Steve, you're ready for the 4th of July, huh?
We're right into it now, Phil. Looks like we have everything we need. The FBI and the CIA have both put out alerts that there's going to be a yellow alert. Yeah, we are on a yellow alert for July 4th weekend. And my wife April, my son Steve Jr., my daughter April, we are go ahead and be as prudent as we possibly can without, I think, going overboard. We'll spend the 4th of July in our survival shelter.
Are you spending the entire weekend in this survival shelter that you mentioned?
We will be. We've seen enough, I think, from the government, the United States government, from security people. We're up to it. It looks like we're right up against it now. So we're doing a very prudent thing and spending the weekend.
So does that mean the entire weekend you're going to be in a survival shelter because of terror threats?
That is correct. Yes, sir. We are on a yellow alert. United States Homeland Security Office says America's on a yellow alert, and that is a midway between a stand down and a full on red alert, which would mean the country's under full scale attack from terror interests. But we do have our. I have a generator going right now. One of the problems we've had is our Honda generator is a little bit noisy. We have asked for a noise abatement on our generator here in the neighborhood. Plus, the Honda generator that we have.
If I can interrupt you, Steve.
Go ahead, Phil.
You're in your survival shelter now in your backyard.
That is correct, sir.
And you have a Honda is this a generator for electricity?
Yeah, it's a standard Honda generator. We've got a automatic compression release, three-cylinder, liquid-cooled. It does use diesel fuel, and one of the problems we have there is that the diesel exhaust will probably carry into Bill Shepard's yard, who's my back neighbor here, and his daughter has asthma. But I do have to weigh kind of one against the other. Diesel is a lot more economic.
All right, I understand. I'm interested. You feel there is going to be some terror attack this weekend, and that's why you have your family in the shelter?
Sir, again, we've been told we're on yellow alert. It's up to every American to know what yellow alert means. My family and I are taking prudent precautions.
Well, this is as a result of the terror attack, the terror threats. But don't you think that you're being just a little bit paranoid or fearful?
It's interesting, Phil. I would ask you not to refer to me that way because if you call me a coward, we're prudent. And
no, sir, I'm not, I don't mean to call you a coward.
Well, if you and your family are not taking precautions, I don't think you have any reason to judge me. If you or any of your listeners are not taking precautions, that's I guess the saying goes that's your funeral, but I mean, if you don't care about your family, we're being prudent.
Sir, I care about my family, all right? I don't think it's so serious that I have to go into a survival shelter.
Well, good luck then, because I have a neighbor of mine, Roy Hutchins, who tried to imply things.
Well, that you were scared?
Okay, I would ask you not to go there. I'm not scared. I'm not a coward. We're taking normal precautions. If people are so... And forgive me, I don't mean to say this, but if you're stupid enough not to be in a survival shelter this weekend...
So you're calling me stupid because...
I don't mean to call you stupid, sir, and I don't want to call anybody listening to your program stupid, but you're telling me you're not taking any precautions.
I think we're taking normal precautions. We're going to keep our eyes open, and we're going to be good. Try to be good citizens.
Which is to imply that I'm not a good citizen.
No, sir, I'm not implying you're not a good citizen. I think you love your family, but... I don't want to go into a hole in the ground for the weekend, okay?
Well, again, sir...
See, how normal is it to have a survival shelter in your backyard?
Mr. Henry, I want to remind you of something that happened not too long ago. Maybe you heard about it. A little thing called 9/11.
Yes, sir, of course I did, as we all did, all right?
Well, sir, that is what we're doing, and we're being prudent. Because I can tell you right now, we are on yellow alert for Homeland Security, and I'm not going to be caught with my pants down. And I'm certainly not going to let my family be caught with their pants down. And if you, sir, don't want to be prudent, and I don't mean that you call me paranoid. And
well, I didn't say you're paranoid, but I think there's a little bit of fear going on.
All right, sir. If you say that I'm fearful, then I can say equally that you're stupid.
Why am I stupid? Because I'm not in a survival shelter?
Because we have a terror threat situation. I have a 400-square-foot survival shelter. It is powered by a Honda generator. We got 400-square-foot. We have automatic voltage regulators. We are certainly a late enough supply for months. Maybe you didn't hear about a little thing called 9/11.
No, sir, I have heard of a thing called 9/11. Our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686.
I'm sorry?
I'm just giving our phone number out, Mr. Bozell, if you hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell is a homeowner out in Corona, California. He's got a survival shelter. And your family, you and all, how many people in your family?
There's my wife, April, my son, Steve Jr., and my daughter, April.
So the four of you?
There's the four of us, yes, sir.
You've asked for a noise abatement from the neighborhood because the generator...
I've got a Honda generator that's three cylinders, a little bit loud. And also I have diesel exhaust, which my neighbor says his daughter has asthma, which I think is kind of convenient for him to say that just because he didn't want me to, because he's maybe jealous of the fact that I've been smart enough to have, you know, a survival shelter. Maybe he's jealous of that, so he's telling me some phony baloney story about his daughter having asthma.
Well, if his daughter does have asthma and you've got diesel exhaust drifting into his yard, it might be harmful to the child.
Well, Mr. Henry, let me tell you a little something that might be a little bit more harmful to his daughter. And that's a little thing called a terrorist bomb or Al-Qaeda fly airplane into his house or something like that. Now, my shelter is, we did it for $15,000. We used some of the money from our vacation fund, and the rest of it came from the tuition for my daughter, April. She is autistic and goes to a special school. But as I told my wife, there's not going to be much call for an autistic kid with no legs if a terror person come and blow everything to hell and gone. So she'll be all right going to regular school for the next few years.
Well, if nothing else, as I said, your neighbor has a daughter with asthma, and the diesel exhaust from your generator is going to carry into their yard and into their home.
Well, if this guy is so concerned with his daughter not breathing, as I said, I'll tell you one thing that won't make her breathe, and that's called anthrax. See, if you get anthrax, you won't breathe then either, and it won't make, never mind whether or not you have asthma or not. Why didn't he build a survival shelter? Why didn't he go out and get supplies? We laid in supplies the next few days.
Plus, that diesel generator is creating noise, right?
Well, we did ask for the abatement, but again, the sound of my generator may be the last thing some of these people hear as they slowly die from a biohazard. So,
do you have any pets?
Yes, we do. We have two Weimaraners. They're good bird dogs. I love them very much. But we don't have room for the animals in this, so we have put the animals in the house. And I thought it was prudent in case people started to loot for food. So as much as I love those animals, they could be used. If a looter saw them, they might use them for food. And they would not, steal our supplies.
All right, Stephen, you don't want me to call you fearful, okay?
Calling a man a coward, I think, is the worst thing you could call a man, okay? We are being prudent. I think a lot of these parents are selfish to put their children at risk on July the 4th.
You want to take your kid out to a fireworks display? Go right ahead. You want to take your child out to a mall on the 4th of July with a yellow alert terror threat? Go right ahead. You want to go out onto a freeway or go into a public place where the Al-Qaeda or other terror interests who have interest in blowing America to hell and gone? Go right on ahead. What my family's doing is we are in our survival shelter, and if we're prudent and you're, you call me a coward, I can say you're stupid.
All right, so I'm stupid. And the people listening to my program are stupid because they are not in a survival shelter.
I think anybody that goes out into a public place on a 4th of July weekend where they've told us already that there are Al-Qaeda interests of various Islamic fundamentalist strain who wish to do us harm, you know, it's your funeral, buddy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I wouldn't have a problem with any of this, but your generator that you're using is causing a girl with asthma not to be able to breathe. The neighbors don't like the noise. And on top of everything else, you got an autistic daughter that you took money away from her schooling to build this shelter.
She's going to, like I said, she went to a special school.
No, I heard what you said about there's not much call for an autistic kid with no legs. You really feel that the risk to your daughter is heavier than her getting a proper education in a school for autistic kids?
At this particular time, I'm the head of my household. I have seen the FBI and CIA threats on a yellow alert. That's why some people shouldn't be allowed to procreate. When they're willing to let their families get blown to hell and gone by terrorists, why would you want to have a child? That would do nothing, see? So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, I'm going to say this to you, sir, with the greatest of respect. You sound like you're a little nervous.
Okay, again, you're insulting me, so I can say you're stupid.
Okay, you can call me stupid, but you sound like there's fear in your voice.
There is no fear in me. The country's under a yellow alert. The Homeland Security chief said that there's a possibility of terror attack. So what are you saying about me?
I think you're overdoing it, is what I'm saying.
And I'm saying that we're being smart, okay? We're being smart. You got your children out there, you're not smart. I'm smart. I got my child protected, and I'm prepared. I'm prepared to live, sir, not die like thousands of arrogant, stupid Americans who said, oh, nothing's going to happen to me on the 4th of July. And the next thing you know, while they're looking up at the fireworks display, Al-Qaeda fly a jet right down into the picnic area.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And you can hear that generator rolling around there in the background. That is he's talking to us from a survival shelter that he's built in his backyard. His name's Stephen Bozell. He is in his shelter, and he will stay in that shelter through the 4th of July weekend. Because the Homeland Security office says that we're under a yellow alert threat of terror attack. And the rest of us who aren't in shelters or taking otherwise, I would say, extreme precautions are stupid and arrogant. He's got an autistic daughter who will not be going to her school. He used the tuition from that school to build the shelter because, as he said, what much call is there for an autistic kid with no legs? Some people can go a little too far, although this guy doesn't want me to call him a coward, so I won't call him a coward. 1-800-449-8686, but he called us stupid. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We got a gentleman who's going to be in a survival shelter for this weekend. It is the July 4th weekend, and of course, we've heard that there are, you know, there's a yellow alert terror threat. So you're not even going out to fireworks displays. You're not going out to barbecues. You're not going out to horseshoe tosses. You're not going to do all the traditional things that Americans do on the 4th of July. You're in a survival shelter. But you don't say it's because you're afraid.
Again, sir, don't use the word fear, okay? I'm not afraid. I'm being prudent and taking the normal precautions that the President of the United States has asked us to take.
Well, the President didn't say to get into a bomb shelter.
No, sir, but let me tell you something about America. Let me tell you a little bit something about America. This is the land of individualism. And like Daniel Boone, George Washington, or any of all of the other ones that came before me, I think my own way. I go my own way. I'm not stupid. I love my children, so I protect them. I'm not arrogant. I'm prudent, so I protect my children. The people who are stupid, okay, go on out to a picnic or a 4th of July barbecue or going out to a World's Fair for all I care. You want to come home and find your child all blowed up? I suppose that's your choice. You want to come home and find your home? Someone flew an airplane into it and blew it all to hell and gone? I suppose that's your choice. But my wife and I, along with our two children, we'll be down here in our survival shelter through Monday. I have TV. We got coffee. I laid in a supply of bacon. We have a television set. We have radio. I got a hand crank radio that I got from C. Crane, so I can hear all of the broadcasts in case, yes, there is a nuclear attack of some kind. One of my heroes, Mr. Henry, and I don't mean to give a speech here.
No, go ahead.
One of my heroes is a gentleman by the name of, maybe you've heard about him, gentleman by the name of Rambo, a man that will go to the edge of death to protect his family. Now, I had seen Rambo 1. No, I'd seen April, honey. What was the name of the first one? Oh, it was First Blood. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Rambo First Blood. Then I come see Rambo 2 because we saw it over the Colonia 4 because they had half off. And I will never, ever, never, not never forget seeing Rambo protect the nation. Where are men like that now?
Sir, I don't think they're in survival shelters.
There you go again, calling me, you call me a gutless coward, aren't you?
No, I don't mean to do that, but there's something about going down into a survival shelter that means...
That means I'm protecting my family, my autistic daughter, and...
But she needs the money that you put into that survival shelter for schooling because she's autistic.
Look at, I'd rather my child wander the streets of America with a drool bucket hanging off of her chin than to be the only autistic kid with no legs on account of I didn't protect her from no terrorists.
Do you honestly believe of the... Well, all right, 1-800-449...
I believe that anybody that isn't protecting their children is stupid the way I'm protecting my children because I'm not stupid.
And you're not scared?
I would ask you not to use that word. My daughter can wear a helmet, but at least she'll have both her eyes and arms.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. His name is Stephen Bozell. You don't want me to use that word, but it sounds to me like you are. You're down to that...
Please, Mr. Henry, I haven't insulted you.
You've called me stupid.
No, I've said if you want to be stupid...
And I can't say you're gutless.
Okay. You piss me off when you use that word because I am here protecting my own.
Let me go to a phone call here. I got Andy hanging on. Andy, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, you may not be able to use the word, but I'll use the word. He's scared.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
How am I scared that I protect my family, my child, my wife, my son?
Well,
how does that make me scared?
He's referring to your hero as he's a fictional character.
I beg pardon?
I'm in the United States military.
God bless you, sir. God bless you for that.
I defend the country every day.
God bless you for that.
Here is my thing. I'm not worried about
the service are you in? What branch of the service are you in, sir?
I'm in the United States Air Force.
He's in the Air Force.
God bless you.
Well, here is my thing. You know, when the time comes for you to go, it doesn't matter if you are in a bomb shelter or what. You know, if you're right with God, it doesn't matter.
Wait a second. I'm going to try to protect my own. Now, we got a Honda generator. It's three cylinders.
I understand about your Honda generator. It's causing noise and pollution in the neighborhood.
Okay. Like I said, if Al-Qaeda blows everybody to hell and gone, will it make no difference to the diesel exhaust gun in Bill Shepard's pool area? Jesus.
Well, let me tell you about a hero of mine. His name is Randy Weaver. He thought he was doing the best thing for his family, too.
I understand.
He carries him up into the mountain, and then he winds up getting his son and wife killed.
Randy Weaver? That guy was a Nazi.
No, he was not. He was a great man.
Now...
You don't think Randy Weaver was a Nazi?
No. Randy was not.
Nazi don't like no Jew. Okay, Randy didn't like Jews, though, so I guess that. All right. Then how about this part?
Okay, never. I don't want to talk about Randy Weaver.
All right, Randy Weaver would have been into a survival shelter lickety-split, wouldn't he? Yeah,
now, Randy
yeah,
had his own
yeah,
place
that's right, that's
to
right.
live. He was in his own house.
He
was not afraid.
But he went up on into the mountains because he knew that living down with all them people in the city was bad. And that's all I'm doing. I'm like Randy Weaver for 4 days. Then I'm coming out, and I'll just be, you know, Hank Hill or whatever you want to call me, you know. But until then, I'm protecting my people.
But the thing about it is, how old are your kids?
Yellow alert. I have faith. I have faith in God, but I got faith in $15,000 worth of survival shelter.
All right, listen, Andy, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Better check that Randy Weaver stuff, though, man. That's
what are you saying?
Randy Weaver was a Nazi slob. I know his daughter got killed and his wife got killed. He pushed them into that.
Man, you are pissing me off.
You're telling me Randy Weaver?
I think Randy Weaver. Here are my heroes. A, Randy Weaver. B, Rambo. C, the guy who shot them kids on the subway.
You mean that nut, that Bernard, whatever his face was?
Yeah, the guy who shot the...
Okay, I've just lost my... All right, well, let's go to a break here. Who was the guy that shot those guys on the subway? Bernard Goetz? This guy's heroes are Randy Weaver, Rambo, and Bernard Goetz. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Steve Bozell. He built a survival shelter in his backyard. He's going in for the whole 4 days of the 4th of July weekend, and he ain't coming out until it's all clear, and he thinks that any of us who don't do the same thing are stupid. He's being prudent, protecting his family over this yellow alert terror threat weekend. We're dumb because we're not. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Rambo, Bernard Goetz, and Randy Weaver. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Steve Bozell. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying, Phil, that this is a time I think a lot of women should understand that with the yellow alert and the threat of Al-Qaeda terror, that a lot of men are going to hope that there's a terror attack. Because a lot of guys, and I know I've been there, I went through this my first marriage, just simply want to get rid of their wives. And I think it's a sad statement on all American men who would let their wives get killed by Al-Qaeda terrorists while they're down in a survival shelter just so they can run off with a slut that they met at the office. And so I think that women should be mindful of that, that their husbands are not building a survival shelter.
Because they want their wives to get killed by...
Because they want their wives to get killed by terrorists so they can run off with whatever skirt they're chasing at the office. They can start their lives over again with some whore. And you blow up your wife, you can blame it on a terrorist. There's all kinds of things. And I'm saying to women today, the survival shelter is the best thing to do. So why not do what I'm doing?
So this weekend, women are at risk because their husbands may kill them and blame it on a terrorist.
Okay, so now I can tell you think that I'm completely crazy.
Mr. Bozell, you have your wife and kid in a survival shelter. That's fine. You got your autistic daughter down there. She should be in an autistic school, but you're using that money so you can keep your Honda generator going. And meanwhile, the kid next door can't breathe from all the exhaust from the diesel fuel. That's all well and good. But to say that a guy is going to have his wife killed and then blame it on Al-Qaeda terrorists so he can start his life over again with a whore sounds paranoid.
There you go again.
Well, I'm saying it, sir.
Well,
you called me stupid for not putting my family in a survival shelter? You sound paranoid and goofy.
Well, sir, you have impugned me, and that's why my family knows I love them, because I don't lock them out of the shelter. I keep them in it. If I kept my wife out of the shelter, she'd know that I was going to try to have her killed so I could run off with a whore. But I'm not doing that.
She's down in the shelter with you.
That's right.
Here is Paul on the Phil Hendry Show. What, Paul?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I never heard so much rubbish in my life.
Paul, I agree with you, man.
Well, you agree with him?
Yes, I do.
You know, Al-Qaeda is trying here would kill any Jew, would kill any American.
That's
okay?
Right.
But that doesn't mean everybody has to go and... what would happen to the country if everybody went into their shelter?
Well, what we do for a 4-day lockdown under a yellow alert, we'd stay in communication with each other through walkie-talkies or ham radio until... Until the all clear is given. Do you have?
Look. Are they going to drop a nuclear bomb? I'm in Florida. I don't know what you call it. I'm in Florida.
They could fly a plane into you.
Pardon?
They could fly a jet like they did that time up at 9/11, fly
right into you. I understand that, but I'm in Florida, and I don't know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Corona, California. My wife enjoys being in the shelter. She's been down here for the last...
Now, wait a second.
My wife's been in the shelter since 9/11, okay?
Wait a minute. You've had your wife in the shelter since 9/11?
I won't let her out, no.
Are you out of your mind? You won't let her out of the shelter since 9/11?
Sir, we had...
I went through the goddamn Holocaust, okay, for a year.
What's that?
I was in a concentration camp.
Was that over in Germany?
Yeah, in Auschwitz and Buchenwald.
What did they do over there?
You never heard about... Were you in Auschwitz, Paul?
Yes.
Good
God. I was there for 8.5 months.
My wife and I went to the Oktoberfest, I guess about 2 summers ago.
Yeah, well...
That's got nothing to do with Auschwitz, the Oktoberfest.
No, he said he was in Germany.
He was in a concentration camp in World War II.
The only thing I want to say is...
See, Paul, now you should know about them Nazis, okay? Wouldn't you want to be in a survival shelter?
I know about the Nazis,
and they can blow you up with an airplane.
El-Qaeda is different, okay? El-Qaeda is a bunch of fanatics.
I need to prove to my wife that I love her and I won't run off with a whore. That's why I have her locked in the shelter.
Oh, that's crazy.
How's that crazy? I bet you when you was in that, what do you call that,
concentration camp.
When you was in the concentration camp, would you have wanted Al-Qaeda to blow you up then?
Was I what?
Never mind, Paul. It was a stupid...
What's stupid about it?
He's asking you, would you want Al-Qaeda to blow you up when you were in the concentration camp?
I don't want Al-Qaeda to blow me up.
Were you in a
more than you do. Okay. Any more than you do. But I'm not going to...
Why aren't you back in
I'm not going to crawl into a hole for the rest of my life.
When you were in a convalescent camp, did you...
It's not called a convalescent camp.
It's not a convalescent camp.
You were in a convalescent
camp. It was an extermination camp, okay?
Was that a
concentration camp?
Who ran that, Orkin?
Orkin? Are you freaking stupid? Did you ever hear of something called World War II?
I did.
Yes, I did.
Drunk.
Well, no, I'm not drunk. Hello? I'm a...
He's a drunk.
Oh, sir?
You're either drunk or nuts.
Mister?
Or you've been in a cave for the last 100 years.
I've been in a survival shelter for the last several weeks.
Well, it got to you. It got to you.
All right, listen, Paul, I appreciate it. And that's quite a story, being in those two death camps. We're glad you made it out.
Oh, they were death camps?
Yeah. Okay, Paul?
Is he dead?
No, he ain't dead. He hung up. Jay, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, I think you're a nutcase to begin with.
Oh, yeah? At least I love my wife.
Hey, I was in the Rangers 5 minutes over there.
All right, watch your language, Jay.
I wouldn't last 5 minutes. I'm in America in a survival camp to keep the Al-Qaeda from blowing me up with a jet.
Hey, I've seen more action than you ever see, you coward.
Yeah, action? What? Your right or your left hand?
In your butt.
Okay, all right.
Now, that guy was in a convalarium.
Okay, it was a concentration camp, okay?
What, did crossword puzzles?
Nothing at all can escape the stupidity of some of the guests that I get booked on this show. Not even the sanctity of a man's experience in Auschwitz. This nut wants to know, was he in a convalescent camp? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.